Welcome to episode 5 of Country Fresh with me, Big Daddy Dave. Today I sit down and talk to Craig Campbell. Yeah, you'll know his songs, Family Man, Fish, Keep Those Kisses Coming, and The Outskirts of Heaven. Some great music. Well, he's on his own doing the independent thing now, and I'm going to share some of his music with you. And I'll have a fun and interesting conversation with Craig Campbell. First, before we get to that, his last song that came out this spring, not too long ago in April, it's called Good Things Come to Those Who Drink. It's right here for you on Country Fresh.
Come on in, so we can grip it, rip it, tip it, sip it, let it do its thing. It puts a smile on your face, makes you laugh a little more, lets you worry slip away, gets your boots out on the dance floor. What's wrong with your world? Ain't as bad as you think, 'cause good things come to those who drink, yeah. Yes, sir. So if you need to blow off steam like me, you'll see a few drinks will set you free. And if you wanna go all night, that's fine, 'cause I'm in the same state of mind. So make it a double, let's get in some trouble. Ain't got time to waste. It looks a smile. Thing. It puts a smile on your face, makes you laugh a little more, let your worries slip away, get your boots out on the dance floor. What's wrong with your world? Ain't as bad as you think, 'cause good things come to those who drink. It puts a smile on your face, makes you laugh a little more, let your worries slip away, get your boots out on the
And I get to sit down and chat with today's guest, Craig Campbell. How are you doing, Craig?
Man, I'm doing so good. How are you?
I am doing well. We're finally, seeing the light of day from this COVID thing. So we're getting to enjoy some live music and folks like you are finally able to start getting out there again.
Man, you know, that's right. We are, I've coined a new phrase. We're seeing the neon light at the end of the tunnel. Doing and seeing dates being put on the calendar and shows that, you know, that got postponed last year and moved to this year. We're finally getting to do them, and it's feeling good and starting to feel a little bit normal again. So, we're excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, we're excited to get out and just, you know, on the other side of things, just be out and be around people and see the people like yourself that we just love to get out there and see and be able to do something again.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I'm the last couple of shows I've done, I always kick it off by saying, you know, it's good to see y'all. And then I'll say, you know, think about what I just said. I said, you know, we've been a long time since, you know, if you'd asked me a year ago, how excited can a man get to see somebody's teeth? I would not have had an answer. It gets me pretty fired up to be able to see somebody smile. So I'm just glad to see everybody showing up.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So let's take things back to the start for you. You're a Georgia boy. Who inspired you to get into music? What was it? And who were some of your heroes growing up and when you got into music that you really kind of looked to that you wanted to be like?
Man, I tell you what, I've been blessed. I, you know, grew up in a very strong Southern Baptist home. We went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and throughout our house, we had little radios, little AM FM radios just throughout the whole house. And we always had it tuned into this local Southern gospel station. And so I listened to a lot of Southern gospel just by my surroundings. It wasn't something that I searched out, but I loved it. And so I, you know, at a very young age, started playing the piano for my church, and that we did that for a long time. But I will tell you, man, when my brother got his driver's license and started driving us back and forth to school, you know, he was a big country music fan, and he was a big Randy Travis fan. And so that was when I first got exposed to country music. And it was around about that, you know, the 1990, 1991 range when just country music was exploding with people like Clint Black and Tracy Lawrence and Shenandoah and Travis Tritt, Alan Jackson, all those guys. And it's just, I just feel like that was probably the best time in country music. And I got hooked. I got hooked right away. I said, man, this is my jam. And, but I mean, to narrow it down to one, it's kind of hard, but I do have Travis Tritt for me is probably my go-to when it comes to people that if I have to pick one. And reason being is he was just good at everything. I mean, he's an amazing singer.
Mm-hmm.
He was an amazing musician, multi-instrumentalist, and he could sing anything. He could sing rock. He could sing Southern rock. He could sing gospel, bluegrass, country. It didn't matter. He was just that good. And I said, man, if I could be half as good as him, I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, he is. Just a fantastic, like you said, a fantastic artist. And, you know, having that inspiration, really the golden era of country is what I like to call the 90s country. And you really kind of hit things at a good time.
Yeah, no doubt. I say it all the time where that was when I was being the most influenced.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people that I got, as far as a student of country music, I had the best teachers in the world. During that time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you mentioned that you play piano, and there's, you know, not a lot of, you know, piano players in country. There's a few here and there, but I like the fact that you incorporate that in to what you do and who you are.
Well, that's, you know, as going back to a very young age, it was something I'm very blessed that my parents, or my mom and my stepdad, they picked up on pretty quick and noticed that not only did I loved it. It was just, I was drawn to it. I couldn't walk by without playing it. So they had the wherewithal to buy a piano and bring it into our house. And I just loved it. And I would spend hours and hours, not necessarily just sitting there banging on it. It was important to me to really play it. And so I'm self-taught, and that's where it all began. You know, I didn't play sports or anything, so when I come home from school, I was either out in the woods or playing the piano.
There you go, and that's a great work ethic to be instilled at such an early age, and it's carried you so far. I mean, you've had success on the chart. A Family Man really blew the doors open for you. As that hit, you know, number 15, there's a great song that led to some other hits, Out of My Head, Fish, which is so much fun, Keep Those Kisses Coming. So, you know, you had that success, and then kind of things, you know, dropped out for you. I mean, you had the record label close, you got another one deal, but then that kind of went its separate ways. And do you feel now that you're doing kind of an independent thing that you have a little more freedom, or what are the differences that you find?
Oh, man, there's a lot of differences, but there's two big ones. Mm-hmm. One is, I have a lot of freedom, not just a little bit of freedom. I have all the freedom. I can do anything I want to do with my music. I can record whatever song I want to record. I can do whatever I want. And that's a big deal as a creator of music. You know, whenever you write and recording songs, when you have something you're crazy excited about and you take it to the to the people at the record label, and then they say, oh, we don't like it that much. And, you know, it just deflates you as a creator. And I got tired of it.
No doubt.
But I have been very fortunate in the last 10 years to develop a great fan base. So now I can do this independently, and I have a good start.
Yes.
So I understand why people would want to sign a record deal nowadays, just because the bank side of it, you know, when you're an artist, you need that money, you need that financial backing to do the radio thing. But mm-hmm. I'm very fortunate to be in a spot now in my career that I can fund my own career with the money that I make touring and the music that I put out, that it generates enough to keep it going. I'm self-contained, and that's just, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, and it really seems over, you know, this amount of time since you got, you know, into the business, that things have shifted a little bit. Because, yeah, it's good to have, you know, the big label and the big money behind you and the powerhouse promoting, but, you know, you'd have to go record the album, you'd put out some singles and hope for success, where now independent artists like yourself, you can record, you know, a couple of songs and put them right out there and get all kinds of exposure you wouldn't have gotten before.
Right. Yeah, that, like I said, the only thing a record label can do nowadays is finance your projects, mm-hmm. and then also help out at terrestrial radio with radio promotion. And you can still do all of that, except for the finance, unless you just can find an independent financial backer. But as far as radio promotion is concerned, you can hire an independent radio team as well. So you don't
right.
necessarily need a record, as long as, because the outlets for music is they're so accessible now, and it's just a good place to be as an artist these days.
Yeah, you can just stretch your legs a little bit more, and it seems like that kind of happened at the right time for you, where you had that freedom, and then, you know, as bad as it is, COVID hit, but that gave you, you know, plenty of time to do what it is you wanted to do, you know, doing writing and such.
Yeah, no, and COVID was terrible on the side of just not being able to go out and do shows, mm-hmm. and being helpless, because honestly, I never wanted to stop. But when the venues get shut down, you didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
But I was able to write some really good songs during this time, and also realized that I was missing a lot. I was missing a lot of things here at my house. And then I realized that I don't have to tour so much that I miss out on important stuff with my family. So that was an eye opener for me. And so I feel like COVID was, from on a personal level, was a very good thing, and something that I needed, and that I didn't know I needed until it happened. And it's been awesome.
And, you know, Craig, that's something I've talked to my wife about, that, you know, as bad as COVID was, the silver lining in it is it made so many of us slow down, you know, look at our lives and what we were so busy doing and what we were missing. Just like you said, I mean, as much as it, you know, it's been bad, there has been a little bit of good. And that's one of the things I think we really need to take from it, is just to remember those things that we valued and were so important to us during this time, and keep that going and not go back to the busy craziness we had before.
For sure. No, you realize what you need,
mm-hmm.
and what you need, and what's important. And that's the, like you said, the silver lining that I got from it as well.
Now, you've had some fun songs out there that I've mentioned. Fish is a fun one. Keep Them Kisses Coming. And just recently, you had one of those, what I kind of consider a fun, you know, party, have a good time songs. Good Things Come to Those Who Drink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that song, I thought, you know, at the very least, this would make a great T-shirt.
Yeah.
So I threw it out one day with my co-writers, and we chased it down, and I feel like we wrote a good song, and it was, and like, you know, I mentioned earlier about it being making a good T-shirt. I also thought that at the very least it would be a good live song to play. But mm-hmm. I played it for a bunch of people, and they were like, "Man, dude, this is a jam. Let's go!" You know, and so we went into the studio and recorded it and put it out, and and been a lot of fun to play live too.
Now, I know you've been putting these singles out. Is there an album in the works? Do you have something soon that's going to be coming out?
Yes. Actually, I'm working on a project. We're trying to, just going to put out, it's going to be a double album. We'll do part one and part two with about anywhere from, I think, 25 to 30 songs total we're going to be putting out. It's just I've had all these songs that I've been recording and just been sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's no reason for me to be sitting on these songs. Let's let them out. Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
So hopefully by the summer, we'll have that, at least the first part of it ready to go.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. Because I've enjoyed your music over your career. You've done those fun Women's Wednesdays that you used to do online. I always enjoyed those.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have a place to start, crank those back up. I wanted them to always be good, you know, so I just didn't want it to get redundant.
Right.
So I stopped doing them for a while just to kind of regroup and maybe come at it at a different angle.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to kind of pause and get refreshed and be ready to come back, just like you said, ready to go and make it fun.
Yeah, no, that's what it's all about.
It definitely is. So you've got a new song out right now. That we want, I'm going to highlight and let people, you know, hear this one, but it's called Nevermind. Tell us a little bit about this song, Craig.
Well, Nevermind started out with, I had this title called, you know, the Nevermind, You Were Never Mine. And I couldn't figure it out. I said, this sounds cool, but what do I do with it? So I threw it out a few times. Had some co-writes and it got shut down pretty quick. And I almost deleted this out of my phone until one night I was laying in bed and it just come to me like, never mind, we had all this fun. Never mind, we did this and that, and you were never mine. And so I felt like I had a good idea as to where this song should go and playing on the vulnerability of a guy thinking there was more to a relationship than there actually was. And so I told it to my co-writers that morning, and they loved it. So we said, let's do this. So we chased it down, and we wrote a song. This was all during COVID, too. So we wrote this song. I was on my computer here at my house. One of my co-writers was in New Orleans at his house. And then there was a guy downtown Nashville at his house. So this song was written via Zoom, which was kind of a fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until we went in to do the demo that the line right before the hook of the chorus where it says you were never mine, we changed it. My co-writer calls and says, man, I think we need to nail down this hook a little bit harder. And he says, I got this line that I think we should say, never mind that I was all yours. You were never mine. I said, that's perfect.
Yeah,
that is absolutely. That line came in at the last minute, but I loved it. And the demo was amazing. My wife loved it. My manager loved it. And we were like, shoot, if we love it this much, let's go. Let's make it a thing. And yeah, went in and recorded it. And here we are.
Yeah, that was a great choice. A great song. I really like this one a lot. And the story behind that, that's pretty cool. And how do you find writing that way versus, you know, being in the room with your co-writers?
Oh, I hated it.
Did you?
I hated every. Yeah, it was. You know, you when you sit down to write a song and you're with your buddies, you vibe off of each other, and you interact, and the energy in the room, it just helps.
Right.
So there, you don't have any of that. So, but I will say you focus a little bit harder. You there's a lot of just three guys, four guys looking at a computer screen, and you're like, golly, this is getting weird. Let me say something, you know? So, I did not enjoy it like I normally do. However, I did write three or four really, really good songs last year.
And look forward to hearing those on that album. You said you're looking at potentially the end of the summer for the first part.
Yeah. First half will be towards the end of the summer.
Fantastic. So something to look forward to. And if folks want to see what you're up to, because you're getting ready to hit the road here pretty good at the end of the month, and you're all over social media, so they can find you there. The best place to go, of course, is CraigCampbell.tv, and they're going to be able to find out all sorts of things of what you've got going on.
Correct. Yeah, you can go to my website, CraigCampbell.tv, or social media. All of my social media handles are at Craig Campbell TV, except for TikTok. TikTok, Craig Campbell TV, I messed up and did something wrong, so it went away. So now it's Craig Campbell Music on TikTok. But yeah, Craig Campbell TV, that's where you can find me.
Fantastic. And I encourage people to get in there. Of course, they remember the music from before, but you've got some really good stuff out there right now. And like you said, it's a little more near and dear to you and your music. So, it's just that much better.
Well, man, I appreciate it. And that's just what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to keep it going. I love making music, and I love just, and for the longest time, one of the things, going back to that record label chat we had, I begged and begged for them to let's put some music out. Let's put some music out. But back then that wasn't the model.
Right.
But now, now it's just, fans just want to hear new music. They will just let us have it, give it to us. And that's what I plan on doing.
And I keep up the good work. The music is great. I encourage people to come out and see your show. I've had the pleasure of being able to see you out there a couple of times. You put on a heck of a show. So anybody who comes out to see you, they're not going to be disappointed.
Well, I hope everybody feels the same way you feel when they come to my show. But yeah, I appreciate it. And yeah, I second that. Come to the shows, guys. Come on.
You bet. So enjoy your freedom here, Craig, and enjoy the road. I know you're itching to get back out there and entertain your fans. And I encourage them to check out the new song, Never Mind. And we're going to share that with everybody right here on the Country Fresh podcast.
Awesome. Man, I appreciate it.
Did you make it to California or get high in Crested Butte? You were always headed for somewhere new. I know you're out there doing what you do. Never mind, we couldn't leave each other alone. Couldn't take our hands off each other. Never mind that we were right where we belong. Every day of that sand summer, you were always gonna say goodbye. A gypsy born to fly. Never mind that I was all yours. You were never mine. No, I ain't mad. It is what it is. I'd do it all again with someone who knows how to live. On the edge of a high wire, ain't nothing I wouldn't give for just one more low tide moonlight kiss. Never mind, we couldn't leave each other alone. Couldn't take our hands off each other. Never mind that we were right where we belong. Every day of that sugar sand summer, you were always gonna say goodbye. A gypsy born to fly. Never mind that I was all yours. Never mind, we couldn't leave each other alone. Couldn't take our hands off each other. Never mind that we were right where we belong. Every day of that sugar sand summer, you were always gonna say goodbye. A gypsy born to fly. Never mind that I was all yours. You were never mine. We'll be right back.
Craig Campbell, there's his latest Nevermind on Country Fresh, and you can find him online at craigcampbell.tv. See what he's got going on, and we can look forward to that album, at least the part one of it, coming out later on this summer. We'll keep an ear to the ground and let you know when that is available. Sure do appreciate Craig's time and your time for joining me on this edition of Country Fresh. There'll be a brand new one ready for you next Friday. And check out the Country Fresh podcast Facebook page. Yeah, just look it up. Country Fresh podcast. You'll find us there on Facebook. You'll get some fun stories from the artists that I interview and a sneak peek when it comes to what the next week's artist is going to be and who will be joining me. Country Fresh with Big Daddy Dave. It's a DRG Media production.